Next on our agenda is item I. This is an action item. This is the trial court trust fund allocation, a 2% state level reserve. We welcome Presiding Judge Marcia Slough, co-chair of the 2% Funding Request Review Subcommittee, Mary Beth Todd, co-chair of this 2% Funding Request Review Subcommittee, Mr. Rick Feldstein, Court Executive Officer, Superior Court of Napa County, and Mr. Zlatko Theodorovich, Judicial Council Finance. Welcome. Thank you. These are materials in your binder.
Thank you, Chief and Council. Is this on? Good?
Yes.
All's good? So you can tell now I feel more comfortable sitting next to Zlatko, as long as I have Rick close by. As many of you know, the 2% funding is an amount of money that is withheld from the trial court's allocations every year. The purpose of that withholding of the allocation is to provide a resource for courts that should have an emergent or urgent need during the course of the year. The 2% subcommittee of the Budget Advisory Committee is represented by presiding judges and CEOs whose charge is to evaluate a trial court's request for emergency funds. You may recall that this council not too long ago, several months ago, heard a request for three courts. At that time, the committee was more of an ad hoc committee. I think it's a very positive move to have this as a standing committee. As such, our meetings are open to the public. This committee was received a request from Napa. We held a public meeting regarding the request. The request arose out of the earthquake that occurred in August. You may all recall that it was just our last Judicial Council meeting that I believe it was Judge Rosenberg presented his liaison report on Napa, and we saw photographs of the structural damage that occurred as a result of that. And as a result of that structural damage, it hit an already financially struggling court. So we met as a group, Mary Beth, myself, I believe Kim Turner, and you can speak as to who other was present. Rick, though he is a member of the subcommittee, did not vote given that the request related to his court.
Thank you, Judge Slough. I think in addition to the members you mentioned, I think we also had Mike Roddy and Judge Tom Boris from Orange County, and Mike Roddy's from San Diego. Also a member of the committee is Judge Conklin, but I think he wasn't able to make the call. So when a request is submitted, there's an application process that's required, and the court is required to submit quite a bit of information. Good job, Rick. I understand you had to do it pretty quickly. In that information, we receive the actual application. We receive 3 years of quarterly financial statements, a current year and a projected subsequent year revenue and expenditure report, information on employee compensation practices in the previous few years, and a statement of consequences if the request is not funded. The committee reviewed the request, and during the meeting, we did ask Rick Feldstein some questions related to the request. Some of those things were just looking, are there other monies for that the court might be able to tap into to deal with the issue on their own. Some of the questions we looked at, or some of the items we looked at, were the court had a significant increase in professional services projected for this year. That's related to the new Tyler case management system they'll be moving to, and of course those contracts were entered into before the earthquake. I think you need to plan your earthquakes a little better next time. But we also took a look at the itemized detail of the expenditures they incurred related to the earthquake to ensure they looked like they were appropriate and tied to the earthquake damage. One of the items we asked about were increased bandwidth charges. That wasn't readily apparent to the members as to why it would increase the need for bandwidth, and it was explained that they had to move four courtrooms very quickly One courtroom they had to use was a juvenile courtroom that was used sporadically, so bandwidth wasn't a big issue when they were only processing one case type in that courtroom on a sporadic basis. But now it was a fully functioning courtroom for all case types, and they needed access to information, much more information, and much more quickly, and so that seemed to be a reasonable request. All in all, The other items were storage costs, and it does make sense that when you've got a courthouse in disrepair, and in the midst of being repaired, you've got to move everything out, store it for approximately, and the estimate there is approximately 2 years. They'll be restoring in phases, but all told, it would be approximately 2 years. So all in all, the committee felt that it definitely met the criteria as an emergency and unanticipated expenses, that it appeared that the court's budget has been, and no reason to believe it wouldn't continue to be, managed responsibly. The request was put forward as a loan in anticipation of a FEMA application that will be put forward, and I believe you packaged that with your county. Mm-hmm. And that if they are successful in receiving the funding under FEMA, all or some portion, that whatever they receive would be returned to the 2% reserve fund. So with all of that taken into consideration, the working group committee did vote to approve the request. And I think, Zlatko, you were going to present next, just kind of the process.
I think your presentation has made my PowerPoint pretty redundant.
That's what happens when you ask us to participate.
No, I think that's what is the improvement in the process, was having the review committee represent the issues. I mean, we as staff do our best, but there are going to be insights and issues that only the PJs and COs will be able to offer, and they will bring this consistent review. Obviously, staff would do the same, but I think it's a high standard, and now the courts, trial courts, in their submissions understand that it's not just a staff review, but also a review from their peers, which is important. But I think essentially everything has been described, and if there's anything that Rick would like to add,
yeah,
and Mr. Feldstein, then.
Yeah,
it's just unique in terms of the FEMA payback, so that's a good opportunity, but we have to provide the resources the committee felt was necessary given the circumstance and the earthquake, and look forward to FEMA reimbursement.
So thank you very much. As Mary Beth said, we have submitted our request, or are in the process of submitting our request to FEMA. Some of those requests have been submitted. Some are still in development. We work very closely with the California Department of Emergency Services. We provide the information to them. They write the request. They review it. They give us feedback on how likely FEMA is to approve it and how it should be packaged. They've been very, I think, positive in terms of the types of requests that we're making. We're very much hoping that we will get fully reimbursed for all of these costs, in which case we certainly would reimburse the fund. And so I appreciate your consideration.
Thank you. Justice Hull, Judge Rosenberg, and then Judge Brandlin.
Thank you very much, Chief. I just had a question, and my question is not intended to suggest that I'm in any way opposed to this recommendation, but reflecting back over a number of years on the council now, we've occasionally, I remember San Francisco Superior came to us for additional funding, and I believe there have been other courts. I don't remember the details, and I think that we have routinely, when we have agreed to the emergency funding, made it a loan to the court. And it sounds to me like this is not a loan, that if FEMA reimburses, obviously the money will be given back, for want of a better term. But if FEMA does not come through on that for some reason or the other, this I take it, is not a loan. Is that correct?
Right. So we did look at this as an unanticipated expense. It couldn't be budgeted for. It couldn't be foreseen. And it's unlikely that the court would be, well, the court certainly could make it up at some point, but it didn't seem, I think the purpose of the one-time funding request, it met all of that criteria, that it's an unanticipated expense. If we were doing budgets based on what we knew courts were going to have happen in a year, it would have been funded, but it's not, there's no way to know how that it would occur, and to ask the courts to have to pay back for something like that would short them in other areas. And with respect to Napa, they're already on shortened work weeks. They're closed every Friday afternoon. So the employees are on a reduced work schedule. There really was no way for them to make it up without it being the burden being borne by the employees, given that that's the substantial portion of their budget.
Thank you for that clarification. I'm entirely in favor of the recommendation. I just wanted to make sure that we're remaining consistent in our application of our policies, and it certainly sounds like we are doing that. Thank you.
Thank you. Judge Rosenberg, then Judge Brandlin.
Thank you, Chief. We have a lot of tough decisions at the council. This is, I think, an easy one. This is precisely the kind of issue that this particular fund was meant to serve. And in addition, we get the possible benefit of the FEMA funding, which might result in a reimbursement. So if it's appropriate, I'm happy to move the subcommittee recommendation.
I will second it.
Thank you, Judge Tangeman. Judge Brandlin.
I just have a few questions, and maybe Zlotko could help me out here because I'm not a budget person. That's why I didn't volunteer to be on that committee or subcommittee. I'm a little concerned about funding streams. There's no question that this is a worthy request, and it should be granted in some form. The question deals with whether or not, for instance, the facilities modification fund would be appropriate for this particular use, whether or not that was considered, whether or not it's eligible for that, rather than the 2% fund.
Well, the costs are operational, not, I mean, there's facility implications that caused operational choices that needed to be made. So, I mean, from our perspective, we think it is an appropriate use of this fund for that purpose.
And then the other is just an observation, and that is the event that caused this, the need for the relocation, was an earthquake, something that certainly never could have been predicted. But I can envision in the future, and I'm concerned about precedents, in the future that there may be needs for other courts to relocate because of burst water pipes, boilers, fires, whatever it might be, and whether or not this would be creating a precedent for the 2% fund for future relocation costs for other courts.
So if I will just briefly speak to that, I think that's a really important point, and I think that speaks to the importance of making this a standing committee so that you get consistency, so that you get constancy in your evaluation, so that we do make sure that we are that all of the trial courts who may end up in a similarly situated circumstance have their issue and request is thoroughly vetted, evaluated, not only by presiding judges but also by the CEOs. I think that the way the committee is set up, the subcommittee, will help to assure that, for lack of a better term, the floodgates aren't opened inappropriately.
Seeing no other hands raised, there's been a motion and seconded. All in favor of the recommendation on page 2 of your materials, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Recommendation passes. Thank you.
I'd just like to, on behalf of the judges of the Superior Court, I'd just like to say thank you very much. We really appreciate your support.
Thank you.